Blog Talk Radio. Also on YouTube, please subscribe to me under Evangelist KL Rich. All right, we have headlines for the day. So much took place on the weekend, and there's a lot of talk that's going on, but we're going to get into that a little later. Forced abortions among ISIS slaves. On March the 12th, the New York Times released a deeply disturbing article detailing the abuse of women captured by ISIS. According to interviews with 37 women who have escaped from the so-called Islamic State, the fighters believe Islamic law only permits them to rape their captives if the women are not pregnant. They cite medieval rulings that prohibit a man from having sex with his slave if she is pregnant. As a result of these restrictions, ISIS fighters routinely force their captives to take birth control pills or injection contraceptives before raping them. Furthermore, if the women are already pregnant when they are captured, the ISIS fighters sometimes force them to have abortions. This is why it is very important for us to pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters daily. We have women that are being sold into sex trafficking, children being sold into sex trafficking, and they're being used as sex slaves. And so when these women are already pregnant, they're trying to force them to have abortions, or either they're kicking them in the stomach to make them lose the baby. They're giving them forced abortion shots and pills in order to either induce abortions or to prevent pregnancy. Women that have been sold into sex trafficking that had children, they have actually cooked their children, and I mean, I'm not talking about figuratively, I'm talking about literally, cooked their children, fed them to the mothers, and the mothers did not know that they were eating their own children. We need to pray for these persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ on a daily basis. Keep them in our prayers. They're going through a lot of atrocities. Persecution is not going to just stop with them. It's coming to Western nations as well. And just as we were once the one to pray for us, we need to daily keep them in our prayers. One woman, 20 years old, and in the second trimester of pregnancy, described being forced to take abortion pills. She hid them under her tongue. Another woman, also 20 years old, described being beaten repeatedly in the stomach after refusing to have an abortion. She eventually escaped, managed to give birth to a healthy. The use of abortion as a weapon against women is not limited to the so-called Islamic State. When Timothy Smith impregnated his 13-year-old stepdaughter, he took her to a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado to cover up his crime. Instead of reporting the obvious abuse, Planned Parenthood performed the abortion with no questions asked and sent the child back to her rapist. This is the type of evil that's going on right here in the United States. So a father or stepfather who impregnates a child will take the child to an abortion clinic. And then the no questions asked, the abortion clinic, Planned Parenthood, performs the abortion. Then that child is taken back to her abuser right here in the United States. Moving on. Is nuclear war with North Korea coming? This is from Michael Snyder. On Sunday, North Korea warned the United States that it could wipe out Manhattan with a single hydrogen bomb. And earlier this month, North Korea threatened to make a preemptive and offensive nuclear strike on the United States in response to aggressive military exercises currently being jointly conducted by South Korea and U.S. military. So does nuclear war with North Korea actually pose a significant threat to this country? Well, according to the Washington Post, the entire coast of the United States is within reach of North Korea's intercontinental ballistic missiles. The only question is whether or not North Korea's ultra-paranoid leader, Kim Jong-un, would he actually press the button. Okay, let me say this. We know that we're dealing with a madman in North Korea. We know that he's from a crazy family. He's crazy. He's insane. He's killed his own family members. Do you think that this man wouldn't dare do what he says he's going to do? Now, Russia has said that they would invade North Korea because they're tired of the threats. All right? Now, right now, I heard a report that Russia is taking out some of their troops, out of Syria, saying mission accomplished. They're leaving some behind, but they're taking the majority of their troops out of Syria. What is Russia fixing to do now? Okay? Could it be that they're getting ready to invade North Korea? We don't know. North Korea has been making these threats constantly. And my philosophy, my belief is, if you can threaten it, you can do it. All he has to do is press a button. So you need to be praying. We all need to be praying that this crazy madman does not actually press a button and follow through with his threat. Because once he pressed that button, there's no stopping it. There's no stopping it at all. We are real close to nuclear war. And while a lot of the media is talking about other things that's irrelevant, we're on the verge of a nuclear war, people. And this is very serious. Moving on, the latest. Russia says U.S. allies in Syria violating truce. The latest on Syrian peace talks that resumed in Geneva on Monday at all local times, Russia says that it has voiced concern about ceasefire violations by the U.S.-backed rebels in Syria. The defense minister said on Monday that the Russian Military Coordination Center in Syria had a conference call with its U.S. counterpart in Amman about violations of the Russia and U.S. brokered truce by opposition units near Kafar Nabuda in Hama province. It says militants in the area have been listed by the U.S. as abiding by the ceasefire. The ceasefire that began on February 27th had largely held, but both Syrian President Bashar Assad's government and his foes have accused one another of violations. Okay, my question is, how long is this ceasefire really going to last? Because they're already saying that there's violations. You're talking about it began February 27th. This is March the 14th. That's not that long. Now, as we know in the Bible, it talks about a seven-year deal in midway is going to be broken. Speaking of deals, Obama is trying to still push toward this three-day solution with the Israelis and the Palestinians. We know that the Bible talks about a division in Jerusalem. He is trying to push for it. Now, is God going to allow him to be the one to accomplish it? Or is God going to allow someone else? But it's going to be done. And when it's done, woe to the nation who had his hands in doing it. Because whatever nation has it done is going to be divided as well. Trump rallies reveal increased tensions among Americans as this nation plunges towards civil unrest. America is coming apart at the seams, and Trump rallies have become the latest flashpoint at the rising tide of civil unrest that is sweeping the nation. For years, Michael Snyder has been writing about the increase in levels of anger and frustration in this country, but now they are reaching a fever pitch. And rather than channeling all our anger and frustration to solving our problems, we have allowed ourselves to become deeply divided, and many Americans seem to be taking glee in fighting with one another. Instead of learning to hate one another, we should be learning how to love one another. But you know what the thing is? I'm stopping for a moment. The thing is, the Bible says that the love of many, and this is in the last days, are going to wax cold. We're going to see uprisings. And the Bible will talk about nation against nation. That's not just nations. That's people within the nation rising up against each other. Now, what is actually going on here? You have Black Lives Matter being funded by George Soros and the rest of his cronies actually funding these activists to start a race war in the United States. And what the perfect timing they're going to use is during this election. Right now they're getting things started. You have the elite, and we're going to talk more about this on Wednesday's broadcast because we're not on tomorrow. You have the elite meeting together to see how they're going to stop Trump. Now, I know a lot of people are like, oh, I'm not for Trump. You need to pay attention to what's going on. I'm not for really any of these candidates because I know that the Bible lets us know that none of them is going to be able to save this country because this country is in a rebellious state against God. God is the only answer for this country. However, okay, because we have two parties that's possibly going to be Hillary Clinton versus Donald Trump, and as we know, Hillary Clinton is murderer, liar, can't be trusted. It's so many things against Hillary Clinton. So then you got Donald Trump, businessman Donald Trump. Okay, so you got a lot of people saying, well, he's a racist. Well, so are your Democrats, be honest, okay? You're again, and if you didn't listen to Sunday's broadcast, you really need to listen to it. Your Democrats were the ones that started KKK, okay? You please read your history. I know the black people switched during the Lyndon B. Johnson era and all that, but Lyndon B. Johnson did not sign the Civil Rights Movement because he wanted to, okay? That was a political move. So while a lot of black people, we've been dedicated to the Democratic Party, what has it done? It has not done anything for you who are out there still killing each other, still buying $300 tennis shoes for stars who don't give a care, listening to all this junk, you trying to act it out and wind yourself in prison. Bill Clinton put in the three strikes, you out, and most of black people, the majority of the prisons are filled with black people, and once you get that three strike, you out. So what dedication should you have to a party who is not really even for you? But see, they're using you for their advantage. Now, people say, well, I don't like Donald Trump. I'm not saying like the man, but I'm just saying, if you got to pay attention. If you got four nations that are coming up against him, your Republicans coming up against him, your Democrats coming up against him, everybody's against this one man, what in the world, what's the real reason why they're behind him, why they're against him? You know why they're against him? Because he's not part of the establishment. He's actually telling on them. But see, people won't look at it like that. I don't like Donald Trump. He's a racist. Well, dog, you buy Tommy Hilfiger, and he told you he don't want your money, and half of y'all black people still giving him your money. Okay, so, again, I tell people, please read. Please understand things that's going on while you're trying to trust your government that can't be trusted. Speaking of government, the plutonium files. MIT scientists fed radioactive oatmeal to schoolboys to see what would happen. Between 1946 and 1953, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology conducted a horrifying experiment in which schoolboys were fed radioactive oatmeal simply to support marketing claims made by the Quaker Oats Company. I don't have time to read this whole thing, but there was a study done on 100 boys, and it was they were fed radioactive oatmeal just so they can test to see, you know, just for advertising claims. Because, Malto Meal was claiming that they had all these nutrients and stuff. And so Quaker Oats decided, well, they're going to lace their oatmeal with radioactive iron and calcium. This is from naturalnews.com. In 1998, the Quaker Oats signed, the MIT and Quaker Oats signed a $1.85 million settlement of a lawsuit by 45 of the victims. And the state of Massachusetts also paid $676,000 to 27 participants. Other lawsuits are still pending. So, again, why people are trying to trust government, you need to understand what your government is doing. Your government is actually killing you with mandatory vaccinations, GMOs in the food, chemicals being sprayed in the air. They're killing you. While you all are trying to protest against Donald Trump, and I'm not saying Donald Trump is, I don't endorse anyone, but I'm going to say this. If it comes between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, and the only reason I'm going to vote is because I don't like none of the selection. The only reason I'm going to vote is because, hey, the civil rights people died so I can have the right to vote, so I'm going to vote. But if I have to choose between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump, somebody asked me this week, you for Donald Trump? I will vote Donald Trump. I will not vote for socialist Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. I'll go Donald Trump. call me a Uncle Tom, whatever you want to, black folks. I really don't care. All right, let's see here. Train derailment. Amtrak cars lose control in Kansas. Amtrak Southwest chief train from Los Angeles to Chicago with 128 passengers and 14 crew suffered a derailment of multiple cars about 20 miles west of Dodge City, Kansas. Amtrak said in a statement on Monday, local media reported that five cars of the Amtrak passenger train derailed. Images from the scene on media websites show cars either on their side or leaning precariously. At least 29 passengers were injured. A derailment forced the closure of U.S. Highway 50. Amtrak said it was working with Burlington Northern Santa Fe to investigate. Let's pray for our trains and our buses and our public transportation, our airlines, and because the devil is busy. And he is trying to do all kind of things to kill, steal, and destroy. Why is Black Lives going on? Because it's part of the devil's movement. Why is there racial tensions at its height with a black president in office? Because it's part of the devil's scheme to start racial division in this country once again. Not that it ever left completely, but it wasn't like it is now. And it's being used by demonic forces. I want to go to Revelation. We're going to go to Revelation chapter 14 and read at verse 6. Revelation 14, verse 6, and it's talking about the three angels, the message that the three angels gave. And I saw another angel flying through the sky, carrying the eternal good news to proclaim to the people who belong to this world, to every nation, tribe, language, and people. Fear God, he shouted. Give glory to him, for the time has come when he will sit as judge. Worship him who made the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all the springs of water. So the first angel flying saying, give homage, give honor to the God of heaven who created all things. See, there's a God problem in this nation. There's a spiritual problem in this nation. Why are we seeing such chaos taking place in the world and especially in the United States? Because the God of this nation has not been honored. They're worshiping the God of the underworld, not the God of heaven. God is the one who has made this nation great. But the United States has left God. The United States is not trying to honor God. The United States don't want God in our military, in our government, in our schools. And in the churches, a lot of churches claim to be celebrating God, but God is not there. God cannot be found. Then another angel followed him through the sky, shouting, Babylon is fallen. That great city is fallen because she made all the nations of the world drink the wine of her passionate immorality. I dare to say, and I will say, that the United States is modern-day Babylon. We have so much wickedness taking place in this nation that God gave blessings to, but we've turned against him and used our blessings for evil. And now we have racial unrest. We have chemicals killing people. We have plagues that's coming, there's Zika viruses and all things that's never been heard of or man-made things that's taking place, earthquakes and floodings and all these things are taking place. These are judgments that's happening. And a lot of people won't wake up until some bigger judgments come, some larger judgments come. This judgment on this nation. And a lot of people aren't taking it seriously. They wake up, the sun's shining, get out, go to work, you know, do what you got to do, living life, going to the stores, doing everything you want to do. But the Bible says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of God. Then a third angel followed him, shouting, anyone who worships the beast in his statue or accepts the mark on his forehead or on the hand must drink the wine of God's anger. It has been poured full strength into God's cup of wrath, and they will be tormented with fire and burning sulfur in the presence of the holy angels and the Lamb. The smoke of their torment will rise forever and ever, and they will have no relief day or night, for they have worshipped the beast and the statue and have accepted the mark of his name. This means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently, obeying his commands, and maintaining their faith in Jesus. Last year, we did a series of Revelation. We dealt with the whole book of Revelation and dealing with the mark of the beast. And many people, even though they may not have gotten a microchip or anything just yet, many people are following the beast right now. They're following the beast that's in their pulpit, following beasts of government. Right now, people are not standing for Christ. And so if you can't stand for Christ now, what do you think you're going to do when it comes to make a choice between buying you some food and taking the mark? People right now won't stand up for what's right. Why? Because the money is good. I want the money coming in. I'm not going to tell the truth to the people. I'm not going to stand for anything. I'm not going to tell the people that what they're doing, these protests, and that they're wrong, that they're post-protesters should be peaceful. Did you not learn anything from Martin Luther King in the 60s? When they were protesting, they weren't beating people up. The beating was coming from the other side. It wasn't coming from them. Peaceful protest. But now you got a bunch of thugs and a bunch of college-educated idiots who want to beat people up. A guy got shot just because he was a Trump supporter, a black guy. They felt like he was a traitor. Black guy got shot. You getting killed from your own people. I'm not worried about Trump. I'm worried about you thugs on the street. You thugs are more dangerous than Trump any day. But God's letting us know here. Three angels' message, he's warning. Worship me. Honor me. First angel's message. But people won't give God honor. Babylon is falling. Babylon is falling. It is falling right now. But people won't give him honor. Those who take the mark, you can't take the mark and think you're going to make it to heaven. There's only two seals you're going to get, the seal of God or the satanic seal, the mark of the beast. Which one are you going to take? Which one are you following right now? Are you following the beast right now or are you following God? If you say, well, I'm going to wait up to that time and I'm going to serve God and I'm going to make sure I dedicate myself to God because I got some more time, you don't know when your time is up. You don't know when your time is up because God's marking his people right now. Then the people's names are in the book of life right now. Is your name in the book of life? Is God going to be able to come to your name whenever it is, whether it's the next minute, the next second, the next hour, the next month, the next year, years from now? When God comes to your name, can you say, I'm ready? I have lived, I have strived towards the mark. I'm ready. Can you say that? If you have not accepted Jesus into your heart today, I ask that you say this prayer with me. Lord, I'm a sinner. Have mercy on me. Create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. I accept Jesus into my heart today. Fill me, cleanse me, make me anew. I accept you, Lord, as the Son of the living God. Have mercy on me. And if you said that prayer, then welcome to the body of Christ. God loves you. He cares for you. He sent his son down here to die for you. And all you have to do is accept the free gift of salvation. Allow him to change you from the inside out. You can't change yourself. See, we can't keep doing the same sin and think, oh, we're going to get to heaven based upon our good works, because the Bible says our good works are like filthy rags. We're going to allow God to do a work on us from the inside out. It doesn't mean you're going to be perfect. None of us is perfect, but we're made perfect through Christ. God bless you. We will be back on Wednesday for more news that you can use as it relates to the Bible and end times. This is your host, Evangelist K.O. Rich. This is It Is Finished. Until next time, God bless you.